Today is Friday, March 15th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. If you know me, you know how much I love my dogs. They are truly my best friends in this world, basically the equivalent of my children, and they make me so happy, and it really just brings me so much joy to take care of them. They add so much to my life, I really don't know what I would do without them. On that note, this episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care that they may need. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Today's episode begins with international headlines, starting with Israel. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer gave a 40-minute speech on the Senate floor, where he called for Israel to hold new elections, alleging that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has become an obstacle to peace, adding, quote, "Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah." This comes as the U.S. also announced new sanctions yesterday against two illegal outposts in the West Bank, which extremist settlers have used as bases for attacks against Palestinian civilians. This marks the first time that the U.S. has imposed sanctions against an entire settlement area, in addition to their leaders, as opposed to just specific individuals. These sanctions will freeze any assets belonging to those entities and individuals that are in the U.S., as well as banning them from the use of the U.S. financial system and from getting a visa to enter the U.S. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas appointed a new prime minister of the Palestinian Authority yesterday and tasked him with forming a new government. His appointee is the chairman of the Palestinian Investment Fund, Mohammed Mustafa, who is currently Abbas's chief economic advisor and has served as deputy prime minister in the past. The primary goal of this new government will be to stabilize their authority in the West Bank while preparing a plan for how it can assist in governing a post-war Gaza. First TikTok, now it's shipping cranes that are America's next top security risk. A House Homeland Security Committee probe into Chinese maritime security threats has discovered that Chinese-manufactured cargo cranes that have been deployed at U.S. shipping ports have had cellular modems installed that could be remotely accessed. The cranes in question are known as ship-to-shore cranes, and they're used to move shipping containers on or off of shipping boats for transport. U.S. intelligence officials are reportedly alarmed by the discovery of these cellular modems, which had not been requested to be installed in these cranes, but could make them vulnerable to espionage or to disruption of our maritime infrastructure. The Chinese state-owned company, which supplies approximately 80% of the ship-to-shore cranes that are used at U.S. ports, did not comment on the investigation, though a spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Washington accused the U.S. of paranoia and of, quote, "abusing national power to obstruct normal economic and trade cooperation." I mean, what else are they going to say? Yeah, we've been bugging your shipping cranes for 20 years. What are you going to do about it? Speaking of Congress and espionage, Representatives Joaquin Castro and Jimmy Gomez have jointly written a letter to the directors of the CIA and FBI in order to push for the release of all documents related to their surveillance programs of Latino civil rights leaders from the 1950s to the 1970s. Of particular interest are the FBI's counterintelligence program and the CIA's Operation Chaos initiatives, which are established to have disrupted the activities of Black civil rights leaders, but has largely been unexplored for their effects on Latino activists in a similar manner. At a committee hearing in Congress, the FBI and CIA directors both said that they would work with the representatives and look into it. For our final story, Senator Bernie Sanders has introduced a new bill in Congress that would reduce the standard 40-hour work week to 32 hours while protecting employee pay and benefits. The 32-Hour Work Week Act, nailed it, would reduce the standard work week to 32 hours over the span of 4 years, which would lower the maximum hours required for overtime compensation, as well as require overtime pay at time and a half for workdays that last more than 8 hours, or double if the workday is longer than 12 hours. Sanders pointed to the fact that American workers are more than 400% more productive today than they were in the 1940s, which is when the 40-hour work week was established. I give this a 10 out of 10, no notes, someone just let me know which day we're canceling. Is it Monday? Is it Friday? Is it Wednesday? Please advise. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our sponsor, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.